Chapter 18.
We checked on our prisoners in the morning, and aside from being annoyed with us, they were fine. Room service provided berries and a selection of strange cheeses. And after eating, we let them use the facilities one at a time, making sure the bathroom had no avenue of escape, and keeping them in blaster sight to and from. We got them settled, bound yet comfortable, and made sure R2 was fine on power. Nakari hooked up an interface with her datapad so he could download a report for us. Faven had attempted to get up and hurl himself at R2 at one point in the night, and received a debilitating shock as a result. He had been perfectly docile since then, and Mig Burkett had enjoyed a day of rest and entertainment in a hotel room that was no doubt far nicer than his apartment. "Just one more day on vacation, guys," I said. "We'll let you get back to work tomorrow." Faven scowled, but Burkett waved as we left the room. That visit was quite friendly compared with the reception we got across the hall from Drusel. The Given never let us in the door. She simply spewed math at us through the comm and threw in the words, "Go away," at one point. So we gave up and said we'd be at the garage if she needed us. She must have been involved with something complicated if she couldn't stop to talk. At the Nessun Courier and Cargo facility, we spent the remainder of the morning and the entire afternoon helping Ra'uf Waluk and the Duros and the Wookiee remove the totaled engine from the Desert Jewel. When the Wookiee warbled something to Ra'uf, the Kapoan shook his head and said,
"I don't know where Mig is. Could be sick, or he could be off playing around with one of his girlfriends. Good thing his people are willing to help us. I don't think we'd get the job done otherwise."
I didn't know where Nessun was either, and it was mildly worrisome. So was the fact that we hadn't heard anything positive from the Alliance regarding Drusel's family. On the plus side, we had the old engine out, and the chassis prepped for the new engine by the time it arrived at the end of the workday. Drusel finally joined us shortly after its arrival, hooded. Her arms were laden with food containers. She took them over to the dining area, where she laid them on the table and invited us all to dig in. Nessun's mechanics took some of the containers at her urging, but begged off sitting down.
"Mr. Nessun has a policy about us fraternizing with customers,"
Ra'uf explained.
"We'd love to stay, but we can't. Thank you kindly for dinner, though," he said. "Wish all our customers were so considerate."
The Wookiee grunted in agreement and added a nod of gratitude, and they bade us farewell for the evening after promising to return first thing in the morning to begin installing the new engine.
"Hey, Nakari, it's quitting time,"
I called, and her curly head popped out of the Jewel's engine bay to reply,
"Not quite for me. I still have a couple of things to do. Go ahead and start. I'll be there in a few minutes."
She disappeared. I turned to Drusel. "Well, I'm hungry enough to start without her, and she gave us permission, so let's see what you brought."
"Yes, please, be satiated,"
Drusel said. The containers held an assortment of meats, vegetables, and noodles that could be combined with several different sauces.
"Ah, in addition to the Pazic meat, we have Nerf Nuggets. Nakari will be so pleased," I said.
In a lower voice, I asked, "How are our guests doing?"
"They continue to be well, though the Gotal is a surly creature."
I began dishing out some noodles and Nerf with a clean fork from the utensil drawer. "You sound like you're in a better mood than when I spoke to you through the comm. Did you work out whatever was bothering you? The math, I mean?"
"The source of my agitation remains. I am separated from my family and worried about their fate. When you interrupted me, I was involved in probability ladders supporting the idea of further Imperial encounters before our departure, and the results were less than pleasing. Still, I have had only one request for status from Barisk Faven's superior, and I believe they are content and free of suspicion for now. and I restored a sense of personal balance after dwelling for an extended period on experimental geometries.
How does that work? I asked. I mean, not the geometry itself, but how does that restore your balance?
Have you never meditated before, Luke Skywalker?
I have, I said, thinking back to my exercise in the cockpit on the way to Nanthri.
Do you find it centers you and restores your focus, grants you new perspective on matters great or small that trouble you?
To some extent, yes. I wouldn't say I'm really skilled at it yet.
Presumably, you focused on something to take you outside your routine patterns of thinking. I use experimental geometries. What do you use?
Visual noise helps, I said. But mostly I focus on my breathing.